Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Only speak your name. Just spread my ashes all around. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Suspected shooter Elias Rodriguez has been arraigned in court today, accused of gunning down two Israeli embassy staff members last night after leaving an event at a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C. Acting U.S. Attorney Janine Pirro says the murder and gun charges are just the beginning.
The defendant Rodriguez is also charged with two counts of murder in the first degree for both Yaron Leshinsky, along with 26-year-old Sarah Lynn Milgram of Kansas.
Authorities say after the shooting, the suspect started chanting a pro-Palestinian phrase. The FBI now investigating the suspect's online writings. In California, two people are dead after a plane crashed into a military housing unit and San Diego neighborhood. Authorities say no one on the ground was killed, but eight others were injured. Fewer Americans filed for weekly jobless claims. Applications fell by 2,000 last week compared to the week before. This is ABC News. The sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs continuing in New York today. Rapper Kid Cudi taking the stand. ABC's Rena Roy says prosecutors are questioning him about his relationship with Cassie Ventura, the ex-girlfriend of Combs.
He's really sort of taking jurors back to that crucial 2011-2012 time period when he says he dated Cassie Ventura. And he says during that time he was facing pretty extreme threats from Sean Diddy Combs. The jury just saw photos of his burned up car in his Los Angeles driveway. And he told jurors that he had no question in his mind that Sean Combs had to have been behind it.
Combs has denied the allegations. Criminals are getting more brazen in stealing mail. Thieves now stealing postal keys, making off with mail, including credit cards and your personal information. Experts say those criminals are after so-called arrow key, and it's what poster workers use to open any mailbox in a given zip code. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
I have good news for gluten-free and dairy-free shoppers. Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market, and we have allergen-friendly products at prices that won't break the bank. We receive new shipments every week, so there are new options every time you come. For dairy-free and gluten-free, think Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
¿Está luchando con deudas o crédito? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin ofrece educación financiera y asesoramiento para ayudarle a mejorar su crédito, manejar deudas y planificar un presupuesto para comprar una casa. Struggling with debt or credit? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers financial education and counseling to help you improve your credit, manage debt, and budget for home ownership. Take control of your finances and plan for the future with our expert guidance. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure, but you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Mostly clear and crisp tonight. Patchy drizzle is possible with a low of 39. Winds will be northwest 5 to 15. Partly sunny, still cooler than normal tomorrow. High 64. Winds northeast 5 to 15. Chilly tomorrow night with few clouds. Low 39. Still sunny and more mild on Saturday with a high of 66. And a pleasant day on Sunday with partly sunny skies and a high of 67. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy. The winds are out of the east-northeast at 7 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 59 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Home's where the heart is. Mine's never been attached. I hit 232. Those old railroad tracks, a dirt road with potholes. Suddenly, I swear I'm a kid again. My handprint in concrete, right next to my sister's. It's been there too long for us to remember. We grew up past those doors and acres they bought back in 84. If home's where the heart is, mine's on that front porch, just like my dad and like his dad before. If I ever get lost, I know just what I'll do. I'll find my way back down to 32. Pappy sat by the fire and we flipped through old memories. He told us stories about our family history, a county road and ranch, bringing me right back to who I am. And I really didn't get it for most of my life, all those days in the sun fixing what he could find. I think now I do. He left more than land down to 32. But not out in Grimes, I swing open that gate and go back in time. If home's where the heart is, mine's on that front porch, just like my dad and like his dad before. If I ever get lost, I know.
In the middle of July, huh? Crawfish steaming in a big old pot. Baby, you got me. Breaking out in a full-on sweat. Find hard to catch my breath. I bet the devil himself is begging for mercy. Jalapeno, red Tabasco, caliente hot. It's like bare feet on a blacktop.
Tender. There's a one-man party going on. I'm sitting here nursing a long-neck beer, trying to forget you're gone. I've got a fresh roll of quarters for an all-night honky-tonk sound. Keeps me singing a different tune so the bottle won't let me down. Drinking songs and other logic get me over you. If there's a bullet, I can dodge it. With shot of 90 proof, with a jukebox now in session, and a haggard ringing true, drinking songs and other logic get me through. It's a good life here in the nightlife, bathing in the neon glow. The bartender, me, and the kings of country playing everything we know. The red-headed stranger smoking, he burned a hole in his guitar. And I'm drowning in a whiskey river, Lord, that's running right through this bar. Drinking songs and other logic get me over you. If there's a bullet, I can dodge it with a shot of 90 proof. With the jukebox now in session, get me through. Oh, lonesome me, I'm walking floors, hello walls and swinging doors. You're cheating heart, you've done me wrong, and the list goes on and on. Drinking songs and other logic get me over you. With a shot of 90 proof, with a jukebox now in session, and the music ringing true. Drinking songs and other logic get me through. Drinking songs.
was Clint Black with Drinking Songs and Other Logic right here on Country and Community, WRCO. Tim Thied here. I'll be here till around 6:45 playing music. I'm sorry, 6:45 playing music. I'll be here beyond that. I'll be engineering the game tonight, but we'll be bringing you music up until the game time. And that game is between Richland Center and Platteville at Richland Center, and Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. That's 6:45 is the pregame, and that game is at North Park tonight instead of its original location. So if you're going to the game, be sure to go to North Park, and that's where the game will be played this evening. Right now, 6:17, and it looks like a little more sun. Clouds are kind of clearing away a bit, but right now it's mostly cloudy and 58 degrees according to the Works Floor and Home Thermometer. And we're looking for a low tonight of 39 and a high tomorrow of 64. Still below normal temperatures for this time of year, but Wednesday looks pretty good next week. They're talking about maybe a high of 69, but unfortunately there's going to be some, well, it might be a good thing because we do need rain. Showers and thunderstorms are possible that day as well. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a mixed breed tabby cat. It's gray and brown with black stripes and a white undercoat. The cat was lost in the Pleasant Valley Drive area. If you find this cat, give a call to 608-383-0506. And going on tomorrow, Team Boonie Tunes for Grace is having their 15th annual Boonie Tunes Art and Garage Sale, and that'll be also held on Saturday as well. So tomorrow and Saturday, the sale is going to be held at 8 o'clock, from 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the evening, both days in downtown Gillingham. The Art Barn will be open with 100 paintings to choose from. Also, the War Dog Memorial Dog Patch will be open to honor military working dogs this Memorial Day as well. Also tomorrow, the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 will be at area businesses for Poppy Day. Help support your veterans and families by donating. And then the River Valley School Fair is being held, and the River Valley School Fair will be hosting a brat stand. Not the fair, the River Valley School Fair is hosting a brat stand. I'm sorry, I misread that. And that'll be at Prem Meats in Spring Green. And that'll be from 9 until 6:30 tomorrow. And it'll be held again on Saturday from 9 until 6.
While we enjoy Memorial Day with friends and family, let's take a moment to remember why we observe Memorial Day. To honor our fallen heroes. With gratitude from VFW Post 2267, Bauer Gunnell Dalton and Cardinal Glass CG, thanking those who gave all.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, what's your top score at Pac-Man? Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee, inviting you to join us Saturday night for old-time rock and roll. We'll be spinning the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, and we'll be taking you back to songs that were popular during the summer times of your life, your summer jam, songs that take you back to the beach, playing softball, or throwing hay bales, or just chillaxing in the water.
I wanted to have a relaxing day in the creek with my inner tube, but now the cows are crossing upstream. What a mess. I'm never going to get these swim shorts clean.
Those were the days between 6 and midnight Saturday night. It's sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports, Jones Chevrolet, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, A&W Boscobel, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. We hope you'll join us Saturday night for some radio fun.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, I this town. One horse town, you can't keep hanging around. You know you're dragging me down.
My bags are packed and I'm ready to go. I'm gonna be a star someday.
You're gonna hear my music playing on the radio. One horse town, can't keep hanging around. You know you're dragging me down.
The Billboard chart, everybody knows my name. I got a five-piece band and a brand new bus,
and the hometown girl of my dream. One horse town, I like hanging around. Yes, it's my hometown. One horse town, I like hanging around. Yes, it's my hometown.
Finally hit that bottom of the heartbreak. I found the best me. She walked in on Friday night, put the good in your goodbye, paid me up like angels do, and thanks to you she gets me better than you left me, yeah, better than you left me, better than you left me.
That was Dylan Schneider with Better Than You Left Me at 6:29. Temperature now down to 57 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. So that temperature is dropping. So if you go out to the high school game between Platteville and Richland Center at North Park, be sure you take a jacket with you because it might get a little chilly out there during the game. And we don't only have high school baseball for you to on air. We also have Brewer baseball, and the Brewers are taking on the Pirates in game one of a four-game series at Pittsburgh. Right now, it's going into the top of the fourth inning, and the Brewers have a lead, 4-1. Christian Yelich hit a three-run homer in the first inning, and Ortiz hit a single shot in the second. So that's right now 4-1, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, jenni@mwt.net.
Y-Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big coverage. Local care.
Come have breakfast on the farm. The 41st annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held Saturday, June 7th, serving from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Dylan and Brianna Handel Family Farm in Barneveld. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and top it off with a Culver's frozen custard. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, a petting zoo, and you can enjoy walking around the farm. Adults are $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. There's no parking at the farm. Park at Vortex in Barneveld and enjoy a short bus ride through Barneveld to the farm.
Gone, but never forgotten. This Memorial Day, we honor those who gave all in defense of our freedom. This tribute is brought to you by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress and Richland Family Prescription Center, committed to remembering our heroes. Mostly clear and crisp tonight. Patchy drizzle is possible with a low of 39, winds northwest 5 to 15. Partly sunny tomorrow, still cooler than normal with a high of 64, winds northeast 5 to 15. Chilly tomorrow night with a few clouds and a low of 39, and still sunny and more mild on Saturday with a high of 66. Currently in Richland sunny, it's becoming mostly sunny outside. Our winds are out of the south at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is at 57 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Sometimes I swear too much, say things that I don't mean, emotionally out of touch. What's wrong with me? Sometimes I close the bar, have one too many drinks, and I don't make it to church. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be, and I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? Sometimes I make her cry. Forget all those little things. I really don't know why. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Yeah, I'm thankful and I'm lucky, and I don't know why she loves me. My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. She doesn't see what's wrong with me. Yeah, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What she doesn't see? Yeah, what's wrong with me? Thank you.
Texas bar. She walked up and asked me, can you play your cheating heart? She was young, I was hung upon her southern drawl. She smiled through her tears and put a dollar in my jar. I took a long drink of whiskey, kept the bottle by my side. Well, I looked up at the neon and I swear I saw the light. And I sang her a song, rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who'd done her wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as she hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. He took that ring off his finger and laid it on the bar. Said, I just been through the big D with the queen of broken hearts. He was withered like the leather from a bronc busted life. I swear that's the first time I ever saw a cowboy cry. Heard a lonesome whistle, somebody spoke my name. It was time to take the ride on the midnight train. And I sang him a song, he rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who'd done him wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as he hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. Shoes among the blues, to some old drinking song. Let's all think of Hank as he wrote down every word of that honky-tonk Bible in this country music church. Let's start an old revival and let's all quench our thirst, turn the water into wine in this country music church. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, oh. Oh, let's go to church.
Falls and gets back up again. It gives and it takes, it bleeds and it breaks, holds its secrets to the end. Sometimes it takes the long way around, down some lonely street. Sometimes it's lost before it's found, without ever missing a beat. Every heart has a story, every soul a song, every time has a gone. Every heart has a story of pain and glory, taking it through heaven and hell. Every heart has a story, a love story to tell. It dances, it burns, it loses, it learns, it rages all night long. It laughs and it cries, it dreams and it dies, it's the scars that make it strong. Sometimes it wants what it can't have, it hungers for the chase. Sometimes it makes peace with the past, and on all these days of grace.
evening and welcome to high school softball, baseball, soccer, track and field, golf, just about everything going on today. Well, tonight we have an Under the Lights event. Richland Center hosts Platteville in regular season baseball, a matchup of the Southwest Conference teams. It's being played tonight at North Park, and the contest of the call is coming up live from WRCO Sports following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
High school sporting events tonight. WIA softball tournament got underway. Second round action is coming up next week. Richland Center had a first round bye in the tournament, and the Hornets will be at home against Lancaster next Tuesday night. The winner will face the top part of the bracket, either River Valley, Westby, or Dodgeville in round number two. Riverdale and Boscobel played earlier. Mineral Point waits in the wings in Division 4. Also, Parkview and Darlington are playing, and Weston, Lafarge, Wunniwuk Center, and North Crawford all battling in Division 5. There's high school track and field tonight, conference action. The Southwest meet at Dodgeville, and also getting set to wrap up at North Crawford. The Ridge and Valley meet, and that one is going on this evening with WIAA regional competition getting underway coming up on Tuesday. I'm Phil Nee. We'll have more about it on the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
On the go? Make Richland Mobile Mart your go-to stop. Fuel up your day with fresh coffee, donuts, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Need a quick meal? Grab a take-and-bake pizza, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and more all ready when you are. And don't forget your favorite beer, wine, and other liquor selections. Keep your ride clean with their touch-free automatic or self-serve car wash. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Richland Mobile Mart, West Side, Richland Center.
Does your job offer 6 weeks of paid time off in the first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? Yep, they've got that too. Add in a 401k with company match, paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, and more. First shift starts at over $22 an hour, second shift over $24, and it's not your typical manufacturing job. It's Rockwell Automation in Richland Center. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers or stop in for walk-in Wednesdays 10 to 4. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity and where they meet you.
Ryan Lemke, Richland Center baseball coach, joins us. Ryan, I know it's a busy day for you getting ready and moving the game to North Park. So what has to happen? You got your crew all in gear ready to go, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have a few seniors out here helping us. It's a personal day era for them because they've got a whole bunch that they're burning through. So they're out here as kind of a makeshift grounds crew. We've got coaching staff out here working on it and trying to get this yard as pretty as we can.
When you look at this game with Platteville, I know it's one that you would have liked to have had last time, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We were in a good situation at that point where we were controlling our destiny in conference play, and unfortunately we were on the wrong side of a 6-5 game, a back-and-forth game. It just didn't go our way, but we like where we're at. You know, we've got to play good baseball, and we've got a couple of games to tune up before the playoffs start.
Yeah, right. And this one tonight with Platteville is a good one. And you played recently some pretty good baseball, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. Our offense has kind of cooled off a little bit, but we've had a couple of good days of hitting last two nights. So looking to get back, going offensively. Our pitching has continued to be dominant, really good throughout the season. So we look for that to continue and couple that with hitting, and we can, if we roll at the same time both those things, we can play with anybody in the state.
Is the team pretty healthy right now, Ryan?
We are. Knock on wood, we've avoided the injury bug and had a couple kids go down with some sicknesses early in the year, but that's to be expected. But yeah, we're healthy and ready to go.
Ready to roll. We'll have more from Ryan in a moment here on WRCO Sports.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service. Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JW Ewing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
Ryan Lemke joins us. Ryan, I know the WIA tournament is coming up next week. Have you figured out where you're going to be going next Thursday?
We have. We're going to Lodi, which, you know, when we can think as a coaching staff where we think we're going to go. This is actually the first year it's worked out where we were right in thinking where we were going to go. So we're excited to go there. It's a new team for us. It's always fun seeing a different team, a different program, different field. So our boys are excited, and it looks like even later in the rounds in the regional until the championship, we won't go to Mount Horeb. And we seem like we've been caught by Mount Horeb the last 4 years at least. So we're going to avoid them at least early in the regional. So like I said, I think we're poised to get hot at a good time. But we've got to play good baseball. We're going to get their number one on next Thursday, and then we're bringing our number one, and he's legit. Jacob McDonald, he's been pitching really good. So we're excited to go to them, and they're going to hopefully run into a buzzsaw from us.
Who will you be pitching tonight, Ryan?
Jacob. Jacob's our guy tonight. It's his last start before postseason play. So he looks to build on a very impressive campaign thus far. He's really been mowing people down. He's bringing some velocity. He's got four off-speed pitches that he can throw for a strike, and he's a very, very good pitcher. And has the potential to play in college, but I think he's going to go the school route, just to go to Madison, a very bright kid, very strong academic kid. So he'll be on the bump tonight, and he'll be on the bump next Thursday.
It seems like only yesterday you were talking about your trip to Missouri and anticipating that. And here we are down to the final weeks of the season. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It goes fast, that's for sure. But we're kind of in the very, very early stages of a next spring trip. So we got that excitement coupled with regional playoffs starting next Thursday. So the year goes fast. The season's a blur for us, but we're excited to get headed into postseason play.
Again, looking at your location today, so the main field just wasn't playable today, I guess, huh?
Correct, yeah. We've had a lot of rain, and in our infield grass, everything kind of funnels that way. So unfortunately, it's a little bit of a swimming pool. So if we're a rowing team or want to do some diving, that'd probably be the place to be. But unfortunately, we're playing baseball, so we've got to move locations tonight.
Right, most of these kids have played at North Park before, especially at the youth level, right?
Yeah, I heard some fun comments about it. You know, I was always worried, you know, when you look at our field, we have a beautiful field, a beautiful backdrop, and North Park has its advantages, but it doesn't have that you know, beautiful backdrop that comes with it in our home field. But I heard some fun comments from some of the older guys, like they're excited to get back where they played youth baseball. So it'll be a nice change of pace for us. So I think it'll be fun. Under the lights at North Park, just kind of like old times for these guys. So it should be a fun environment tonight.
Awesome. Good luck, Ryan. Thank you a lot for joining us, and we'll see you tonight.
Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it.
Ryan Lemke joining us at WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Good evening from North Park and the Joe Strang Memorial Broadcast Booth. I'm Phil Nee. Great to have you along for baseball tonight from the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Platteville comes into the night with a record of 6-2, tied with Dodgeville's Dodgers. So it's a very important game for them and for the Richland Center Hornets, as Coach Lemke said, important for them to try and build perhaps a little momentum. And the last time the two teams played, Richland Center had the game in hand and then lost in the end by a score of 6-5 on a walk-off by Platteville. And so the Hornets open to turn the tide here tonight. Platteville, with a couple of losses in the league, they've lost to the team that they're tied with at the conference standings pinnacle, Dodgeville. Then they also were defeated by River Valley, which the Blackhawks struggled at times to find wins in the conference, but they've been playing a lot better lately. So those are the two losses for the Hillmen this year, and looking to keep going here tonight against the Richland Center Hornets at North Park on a beautiful night for baseball. The starting lineups now. First of all, batting order for Platteville. The shortstop, Lucas Ludlum, leads it off, followed by Jonah Vorwald in center. Carson Opgenorth is at first base, hitting third. Nathan Mum, the right fielder, bats cleanup. Evan Johnson at second base hits fifth. Trenton Mum will start pitching and hit sixth. Bryson Carl at third base, batting number seven. Seth Wilson, the catcher, hits eighth. And Henry Stang in left field, batting number nine. For the Hornets, Jacob McDonald on the hill. Braden Argo behind the plate. Wes Bosworth at first base tonight. Finn Lemke at second. Cole Wassinger, the shortstop, and Isaac Gauld at third base. Ethan Hady in left field, Brady Dosh in center, and Deacon Heise in right field. Here we go. We're getting set to get underway here tonight from WRCO Radio, and glad you're along. Game time 6:59 and a temperature of 60 degrees. First pitch of the ball game. Here it is. Taken down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Ludlum, a all-around athlete, player of the year in the Southwest Conference for basketball the last couple of years. Batting in the leadoff order for Coach Knight tonight. McDonald with a kick and the pitch, and that is a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Plenty of room for you here at North Park. There's a youth practice going on as well. That was pretty exciting. Next pitch from McDonald. Here it is. That is a strike. 2-1 to the batter. Field in good shape. They did a lot of work on it today. A couple of places in the outfield that were filled in. 2-1. Here comes the kick and the pitch. That one is going to be bounced toward left. Backhand deep in the hole by Wasinger. The throw got him on a bang-bang play. Wasinger with a great pick in the right in the gap in the shortstop third base area. Threw from one knee and a good dig by Wes Bosworth at the other end. And there is one up and one down. That will bring up Jonah Vorwald. The places in the outfield that are filled in are where the goalie stands for youth soccer. Some don't move a lot, and there's a couple of muddy patches, but otherwise we're good to go. Here's the batter, there's the pitch, and that is taken down low. One ball and no strikes to Jonah Vorwald. Jonah stepping back out, back in, number 11 against McDonald. Jacob working with the windup, and here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball, first base side. Oh, nice play, Bosworth. It short hopped him, and he picks it, steps on the bag in time. And there are two up, two down in the Platteville.